Good morning, everyone. Today we will be thinking about King David and a man named Mephibosheth.
今天我们继续来思考大卫王和另外一个人叫以非波设的故事。
I hope you find it easier to say his name than I do.
我希望中文的以非波设比英文更好听一点，确实是。
So who was Mephibosheth?
米非波设是谁呢？
He was the grandson of King Saul.
他是扫罗王的孙子。
That is the king who was chasing David and trying to kill him.
大家都知道，扫罗王一生都在追杀大卫王。
So when those who were caring for the children of King Saul and his family heard about the death of King Saul in the battle.
当扫罗王在与非利士人战争中身亡的时候，照顾他孙子的家人听说了这个坏消息。
They rushed to take the children of the family to a safe place.
他们惊慌失措，他们在带着扫罗的家人仓皇逃跑。
But Mephibosheth was only 5 years old.
当时扫罗的孙子米非波设只有五岁。
And when they were rushing to hide,
当他们东躲西藏的时候,
they accidentally dropped him.
米非波设的乳母不小心把他摔在了地上。
So his feet were damaged and he was crippled for life.
因为这个事故，米非波设从五岁起，他的脚就瘸了，他就成了一个双腿瘸的瘸子。
So he quietly grew up and most people didn't really know he was still alive.
从此以后他就远避人世，都人不为人知的度过他的一生。
Perhaps we could turn to 2 Samuel chapter 4.
我们可以来看一下撒母耳记下第四章。
And do keep your Bible open for other passages we will read.
对，我们就保持打开圣经，我们一起来看圣经。
So 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4.
我们来看撒母耳记下4章4节。我们一起来念一下。扫罗的儿子约拿单有一个儿，名叫米非波设，是瘸腿的。扫罗和约拿单死亡的消息从耶斯列传到的时候，他才5岁。他乳母抱着他逃跑，因为跑得太远。
So as Mephibosheth grew up, David became king over the whole of Israel.
当米非波设长大以后，那个时候大卫已经成了以色列的王。
He established Jerusalem as his capital.
在那个时候， 大卫王已经把耶路撒冷设立为以色列的京城。
He brought the ark to Jerusalem and renewed the sacrifices and worship of God.
不但如此，他还把神的约柜运到了耶路撒冷，恢复了所有的敬拜和祭祀制度。
And he strengthened the borders of his country.
他同时也坚固了以色列的边四围的边境。
So after many years,
这多年以后,
David had time to ask himself,
大卫王稳定了国家以后，他开始扪心自问,
What should he do next? What else should he do?
他下一步, 该做什么呢?
And he thought about building a temple because the ark was still in a tent.
他在思想是否要建造一个宏伟的圣殿，因为当时的约柜还放在帐篷里。
But God said no, that can wait for the next king to do.
但是上帝给他的指示说，要他需要等待，因为建造圣殿不是他的事情，是他下任的扫罗王的事情。
Then he asked about King Saul's family.
然后他又想到扫罗王的家人。
Are any of Saul's family still alive who I can show kindness to?
他问周围的人，扫罗王家里还有什么人剩下吗？这样他可以向他们施慈爱。
Now, we have talked about Jonathan previously.
我们在前我们在以前的讲道中曾经提到过扫罗的儿子约拿丹。
But he was one of King Saul's sons.
约拿丹是扫罗其中的一个儿子。
And about the time when David killed Goliath,
在大卫王年轻的时候，他斩杀了哥利亚。
Jonathan and David became best friends, very, very strong friends.
从那以后，扫罗王的儿子约拿丹和大卫就成了亲密的朋友。
They were both very fine young men.
他们两个都是同年龄的年轻人。
And they both strongly trusted in God as well.
他们两个都对神有坚定的信心。
And David had promised to both King Saul and to Jonathan.
大卫王曾经向扫罗王和他的儿子约拿丹起过誓。
At different times and places.
在不同的时间地点，他向他们两个人分别发过誓。
That he would look after their family if something happened to.
如果有什么不幸的事发生在扫罗的家里面，他会照顾他的家人。
Now most people would expect David to kill the Saul's family.
很多人可能会设想，在大卫王成了国王以后，他会报复。追杀他扫罗王的家人。
Because Saul, of course, had tried to kill David.
因为大卫在做王以前被扫罗王追杀得很痛苦。
And he chased David in the forest.
大家都知道扫罗王在旷野里追杀大卫。
And in the caves and the places like that.
在山洞，在各种岩穴里面追杀他。
But David had never tried to kill Saul.
但是大卫王却从来没有想过要报扫罗。
And I hope you remember that David had opportunity to kill King Saul, but he refused to do so.
大家请记住。至少在圣经里记载，大卫有两次机会可以斩杀扫罗，但是他没有利用这些机会去报扫罗。
So now David was thinking about what he had promised and what he had said to King Saul and Jonathan.
现在大卫开始想起来他曾经向扫罗王和约拿丹承诺的事情。
Are there any members of King Saul's family still alive?
他问周边的人说，扫罗家里还有剩下的人没有呢？
I promise to look after them, whether, yeah.
我曾经许诺要照顾他的家人。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 9, we are told what happened.
往后翻几章，我们翻到 撒母耳记下9章，我们看到具体发生的历史。
David found out where Mephibosheth lived and had him brought to the palace.
大卫王终于打听到以非波设这个人和他住在哪里，还把他安排来接见、来迎接、来见这个大卫王到王宫。
So let's read 2 Samuel 9 verses 6 to 10.
我们一起来读撒母耳记下9章6到10节，我们一起来读。扫罗的孙约拿单的儿子以非波设来见大卫，必叩拜。大卫说：“以非波设，以非波设说，无人在此。”大卫说：“你不要惧怕。” 我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。以非波设又叩拜说：“无人算什么，不过如死狗一般。”晋蒙王这样眷顾，王招了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说。 我已将属扫罗和他一切家产都赐给你主人的儿子，你和你的众仆人要为你主人的儿子以非波设耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。洗巴有15个儿子，20个仆人。
So King David restored to the grandson of King Saul the property that Saul used to have.
在这里我们看到大卫王把米非波设的祖父扫罗的一切田地、田产都归还了给他。And
he instructed this man called Ziba to look after the property on behalf of Mephibosheth.
同时，他还吩咐扫罗的仆人洗巴来代替米非波设来管理他的家产。And
Mephibosheth, I'm having trouble. Mephibosheth was brought to King David.
然后米非波设 他亲自被带到大卫的面前来叩拜，and
would always eat at the king's
table。然后大卫王恩待米非波设，让他竟然能够与他同席吃饭。Now
this story about David and Mephibosheth is an illustration of the grace of God towards you and
me。从大卫与米非 波设的这段故事当中，我们看到，同时也暗指了上帝以恩慈对待我们这些罪人。And
of course, to people, all people around the world.
他也以他的恩慈对待一切他的子民。And
David is also an example to us.
大卫同时也是给了我们一个榜样。About
forgiving others.
给我们榜样，让我们看到我们该怎么去饶恕我们的仇敌。About
fulfilling the promises we make.
也让我们看见我们该怎样来完成我们在神面前的许诺。And
about showing God's character through our lives.
我们要通过我们的行为来彰显上帝的恩慈、恩典和饶恕。Now,
Mephibosheth had probably been brought up to expect that David would kill him.
因为从理论上，从逻辑上来说，米非波设他从小生活在恐惧当中，因为他设想大卫找到他是要杀害他。
He was a grandson of the previous king.
他是扫罗王的孙子，亲孙子。
And so he could claim, or try to claim, that he had the right to be the next king instead of David.
作为扫罗王的亲孙子，他有权利去重新要求恢复他的王权，来统治以色列。
And he had probably been very careful to keep away out of sight from David.
为了害怕被大卫迫害追杀，他小心翼翼地东躲西藏，过着与世隔绝的日子。
So he was probably really afraid when he was brought to the palace to meet David.
我们可以完全可以想象，当大卫的人找到米非波设，带领他去见大卫的时候，他心里其实是非常恐惧的。
And he had nothing to give the king, or nothing to bargain with the king about.
因为此时此地，米非波设一无所有，他根本没有任何可以跟大卫去交涉的权利。
Yet David was generous and gracious to him.
但是从大卫身上，我们就看到了恩典和怜悯。
As is God towards you and me.
上帝岂不是也是这样在对待我们这些得罪他的仇敌吗？
Before God, we are like Mephibosheth.
在上帝面前，我们都是这个可怜的、一无所有的、满身罪污的米非波设。
We have all opposed God.
我们都抵挡神，不想听神的话。
We have sinned and broken God's law.
我们违背上帝的律法，我们不愿意跟随他，放纵我们肉体的私欲。
And we have often done what we want instead of what God wants.
我们常常活在自我中心的生命里，我们只想按照我们心中所喜好的去行，我们不想知道上帝的旨意。
We haven't got anything we can give God.
当来到上帝面前的时候，我们真的是一无所有，两手空空。
And God doesn't need our help.
上帝从我们这里，他根本不希望，也不可能从我们这里得到任何的好处。
Yet He welcomes us when we come to believe in Jesus.
但是上帝就是在基督里向我们发出他慈爱的赦免的恩典。
And He promises to meet all our needs.
然后他因着基督耶稣的救赎来帮助我们。
Just as David did for Mephibosheth.
就像大卫对待米非波设，给他超出他人心所想的恩典。
We need to realize.
我们需要认识到
the example.That David gives us of God.
我们需要从大卫跟米非波设的互动当中来思想神对待我们。
He keeps his promises.
大卫是一个守，他是守承诺的人。
And he gave Saul's family so that Mephibosheth could come and live with David in his palace.
他发自内心的饶恕赦免他仇敌的家人，他的仇敌的孙子米非波设，竟然让他们和他一起同住。
So the challenges for us today.
我想今天我们基督徒所面临的挑战也是一样。
Do we keep our promises to God?
我们在神面前所许的愿，我们真的会遵守他的旨意。
Or to other people.
我们如何对待我们周围的人。
And are we trustworthy like David?
我们真的像大卫一样值得信靠吗？
Do we truly forgive others who have done wrong to us?
我们真的愿意去赦免、饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
Are we living in conflict
或者是我们经常与人发生冲突，心里充满了恨。
Are there people we need to forgive?
我们的生命里真的，我们需要思想，我们生命里有需要我们真心去赦免的人吗？
So that our relationships can be restored.
我们需要与那些人去恢复爱的关系吗？
Are we generous to others?
我们真的能够慷慨恩慈地对待别人吗？
And gracious.
真的在我们身上能看到神的恩典。
In the same way that David was towards Mephibosheth.
我们真的能够像大卫对待米非波设一样来爱周围的人吗？
Although we have sinned and rebelled against God.
虽然我们在神面前我们得罪了他，我们违背他的旨意。
He has no desire to punish us.
他却没有以我们该受的罪、该受的惩罚来对待我们。
He promises to forgive us and be gracious to us if we believe in us.
他竟然在基督里赦免我们，只要我们真心的悔改。
Of course, this is the only way we can come to God.
我们是因着信悔改认罪来到神的面前。
We can't come to God on our own terms.
我们永远不可能靠着我们自己的行为和道德来到神的面前。
Just as Mephibosheth didn't come to David to argue what he couldn't get, what he wanted.
就像一无所有的米非波设，他没有任何的权利来到大卫面前和他进行谈判，他能从大卫那里得到什么？
In chapter 9 verse 8, Mephibosheth says,
大家请注意看，撒母耳记下九章八节，米非波设是怎么对大卫说的。
I'm like a dead dog.
他说我算什么，不过如死狗一般。
Hopeless and useless.
无助又无望的一个人。
And he recognized that all he could do was depend on David, the king.
米非波设，他的将来，他的所有，完全依靠大卫怎样对待他。
There was nothing.He could do except depend completely on David.
他自己完全做不了，完全依靠大卫的恩赐。
And when we do that with God, we will express His presence and provision for us.
我们也是这样，我们也仰望，我们的一切都是仰望神的护理和公义。
Through the Holy Spirit living in us.
因着圣灵住在我们里面，带领我们来跟随我们的神。
Just as Mephibosheth experienced David's presence and provision at David's table.
就像一无所有的米非波设竟然能够与大卫王同席吃饭一样，常常有大卫与他同在。
Have you and have I learned to admit our uselessness and inadequacy?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要扪心自问，我们真的承认在神面前我们一无所有，我们是真的是贫穷一无所有淋漓破产的人。
And therefore do we submit ourselves totally to God's will and guidance?
所以我们以至于我们愿意降服顺服在神的旨意面前，来遵循他，来跟从他，来信靠。
This is a lesson which we have to keep learning again and again.
我想这个功课是我们基督徒一生都要学习的功课，操练的。
because we so often do what we want instead of what God wants.
因为常常在很多时候我们都按照我们心中所喜好的去行，而不是按照上帝的旨意去行。
There's no joy in knowing God.
我们如果不认识神，我们不会真的有喜乐。
Unless we learn to submit to His will.
除非我们真正的学会了怎样信靠顺服上帝的旨意。
We can't enjoy God's abundance to us.
我们没有办法去真正的体验到上帝赐给我们在基督里所有的丰盛。
Until we bow and worship Him.
除非我们真心的敬拜顺服他。
And submit ourselves to God.
完全的降服在神的面前。
Now I'd like to conclude our time in this study by briefly referring to one other time, the only other time that Mephibosheth is referred to in the Bible.
我想我们在最后我们来看一下圣经在另外一处记载米非波设的记录。
So I'll give you a quick summary of what happened.
首先我来跟大家讲一下那一处的背景。
And if you want to know it in more detail, you can look it up later in chapter 19.
如果你还想了解更多的详情，你可以看撒母耳记下19章的具体内容。
Many years later, one of David's sons rebelled against him.
故事的背景是多年以后，大卫的儿子亚撒龙背叛了他。
And his name was Absalom.
他的儿子亚撒龙是个悖逆之子。
And David had to rush away from Jerusalem to save himself.
因着他儿子的背叛，大卫王不得不从耶路撒冷撤离逃跑。
And there was a big battle, and the rebels and Absalom were defeated.
然后大卫王的军队和亚撒龙的军队进行了激烈的战斗，最后他的儿子亚撒龙被打败了。
So David was able to return to Jerusalem and continue to be king.
打败亚撒龙的叛军之后，大卫王能够顺利的回到耶路撒冷继续他的王位。
But when he was returning to Jerusalem, he was told that Mephibosheth had not supported him while in the rebellion.
大卫王回到耶路撒冷之后，有人向他告密说，米非波设在他叛逃的时候竟然没有站在他那里边，没有支持大卫。
Now, that wasn't true.
其实这是有人在造谣言。
Mephibosheth had not trimmed his beard and not looked after himself, which was a sign while David was away.
当在整个大卫撤离躲避亚撒龙叛军的这整个时间里面，米非波设他没有剪胡子，没有换衣服，他整个人就没有照顾他自己，没有清理过他自己。
Which showed that he was mourning and supporting David, who was away.
这就是一个记号，代表了米非波设其实心里是非常非常怀念大卫，希望他能够早日回来。
So when David was returning to Jerusalem and met Mephibosheth,
当大卫击败他儿子亚撒龙，回到耶路撒冷，重新见到米非波设的时候
，He asked Mephibosheth What has happened?
大卫当面质问以非波设，到底当时发生了什么？
And Mephibosheth explained how he was very concerned for the king.
以非波设向大卫解释了他所发生的一切。
So, could we read 3 or 4 verses, 3 verses from chapter 19, please?
让我们一起翻到撒母耳记下十九章。
Chapter 19, 2 Samuel. And we'll read verses 28 to 30.
让我们一起来读28到三十节，因为全家的人在我主我王面前都算为死人，王却使仆人在王的席上同人吃饭，我现在向王还能辩理伸冤吗？王对他说，你何必再提你的事呢？我说你与洗巴均分地。民夫多瑟对王说，我主我王既平平安安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都娶了也可以。
Mephibosheth was saying, what is important for me is that you have come back and I can be with you.
米非波设在这里让我们看到，对他来说最重要的事情是大卫王平平安安的回宫，他又可以跟大卫王同在。
David was talking to him about his prophecy and what to do about it.
但在前面，大卫王应许他可以拿回他以前地图的一半。
And Mephibosheth said, I don't care about the prophecy. That's not important.
但是米非波设的回应，他说我不在乎我的财产。
What is important is that I can be with you and live with you.
但是对我来说最重要的事情就是我可以看到你与我同在。
He knew he had experienced David's mercy and grace to him.
因为对他来说最重要的不是他的财产，而是大卫对他的恩赐。
And he knew that the only thing that mattered really was that he could be with the king.
对以非波设来说最最重要的就是他可以与王的恩赐，在王的恩赐中同在。
It doesn't matter if my fields go to someone else. All these other things about money and the worries of life don't matter.
对世人来说，最重要的钱、房产、财产、投资这些来说，对米非波设来说都不值一提。
And I think that warns us to ask ourselves.
这段历史也在提醒我们今天的基督徒。
Are we so busy every day that all the things we need to do that we don't have time to be with the King?
我们是不是作为神的儿女，我们每天都在忙乱于我们所拥有的这些物质，以至于我们根本没有时间来到神的面前。
Of course, we have to have time to make a living.
当然，我们需要赚钱养家。
We need to give time to our families.
我们需要与家人相聚。
And to many other different things.
我们需要做很多我们日常该做的事情。
But time to be with God,
但是与神亲近、与神同在的时间
，in prayer and Bible reading,
我们读经祷告的时间
is the most important thing of all.
应该对我们来说是最最重要的事情。
Is time with God the most important thing in your life?
我们必须扪心自问，与神亲近的时间真的是我们生命当中最重要的时间吗？
Is it the first thing in your life and in my life, or does it get pushed aside because of all our busyness and other responsibilities?
我们会不会因为世事的烦乱以至于我们根本没有时间去亲近？
So I hope David's example with Mephibosheth can be a reminder to us about what is the most, what are the most important things in life.
我们求神通过这段经文让我们知道，对基督徒来说，对我们来说最重要的，我们最重，我们生命当中最重要的事情是什么？让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are gracious and generous to each one of us.
让我们感谢你如此恩慈、怜悯的对待我。
And we thank you that you receive us in Jesus.
让我们更感谢在基督里救赎、接纳。
When we come in repentance, confessing our sin and our self-centeredness.
以至于我们可以来到你面前认罪悔改，去除我们自我中心的败坏倾向。
Lord, help us to make time,
请帮助我
to be with you and to know you more and more.
愿意有更多的时间来与你亲近，来更多的来认识。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.